Tim Hammerich with your Market Line report for Wednesday, January 15th. Today's expected to be the big day, the signing of Phase 1 of the China trade deal. All eyes will be on those details. Scott Schellady has some sound advice for producers bullish on this trade partnership.
There's going to be some excitement. There's going to be some demand, hopefully. There's going to be some volatility, and that could lead to some kind of a choppy little trade here. So keep in mind that we're going to be going headline to headline, and that's something you're going to have to really hedge yourself against going forward. And hedging is the operative word here because it's these times that you have to kind of keep your head about you and maybe step back from all that emotion about what might the Chinese be doing and kind of maybe take a little bit of your production, put it aside, set a hedge, and see if you can kind of start to bank some money going into the middle of this year.
For closing markets on Tuesday, Chicago March wheat futures closed up 6.25 to 568.5. Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 4.25 to 497. March corn closed down just a half a cent to $3.89. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein unchanged, ranging from 610 to 622. Club wheat of ordinary protein also unchanged, 622 to 787. Dark northern spring wheat up 0.75 cents, ranging from 691 to 716 for 14% protein. Live cattle futures were up 30 cents to 126.85 on the February board. March feeder cattle went the other direction, down 12.5 cents to 145.72.5. Class 3 milk was down a nickel to $16.85. With the Ag Information Network of the West, this has been your Market Line Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.